Welcome to the Glow Up Guide Collective, the podcast for millennial women ready to step into their power, break through self-doubt, and become the best version of themselves. I'm Morgan Bruner, your personal growth bestie and self-improvement coach, here to help you shift your mindset, boost your confidence, and create a life that truly lights you up. If you're tired of playing small and you're ready to finally embody your most authentic, thriving self, then girl, you're in the right place. Let's get real, have those deep, soul-fueling conversations, and most importantly, glow up from the inside out. Grab your favorite drink, get cozy, and let's dive in, my girl. Hey, love. Welcome back to the Glow Up Guide Collective, where we're all about growing, healing, and stepping into the version of you that feels most aligned, powerful, and real. Today's episode is for the girl who's been carrying self-doubt like a second skin. The girl who smiles in photos, but secretly wonders if she's doing enough. The girl who's so good at cheering on everyone else, but struggles to show up for herself. If that's you, you're not broken. You're not weak. You're not behind. You are growing. You're evolving. And you are becoming, and you are so seen here. In this episode, I'm walking you through how to stop doubting yourself and finally believe with your whole chest that you are already enough. Because that belief, it changes everything. So grab your coffee, your journal, or take me on a walk. This one's gonna move you. Let's start with something that we all need to hear. You were not born doubting yourself. Think about it. Babies don't come in the world worried about being too much or not smart enough. They cry when they need something. They giggle when they're joyful. They don't apologize for taking up space. But somewhere along the way, you learn to shrink. You learn to second guess. You learn to be careful, quiet, nice, or perfect. That inner critic voice, it's not your truth. It's a program, a pattern. And patterns can be unlearned. Maybe your self-doubt comes from a parent who only gives you love when you performed, a teacher who made you feel small, a moment where you failed and never gave yourself permission to try again, a culture that said your worth was in how pretty, agreeable, or quiet you could be. And because your brain wants to protect you, it collected every experience that confirmed that fear. But guess what? We're about to rewire all of that. Self-doubt isn't always loud. Sometimes it whispers. You might not even realize it's running the show. Here's how it shows up. You say sorry for things that aren't your fault. You don't share your opinion unless someone else agrees. You overthink texts, outfits, emails, well, pretty much everything. You tell yourself, I'll start when I feel more confident, and then never do. Self-doubt disguises itself as procrastination, perfectionism, people-pleasing, and playing small. But here's the truth. Confidence isn't something you wait for. It's something you build, one brave step at a time. Here's your toolkit, the steps that I wish someone had handed me years ago. 5 steps to stop doubting yourself and start believing you're enough. Step 1, catch the voice. Self-doubt thrives in silence, so start naming it. Give your inner critic a name like Worried Wendy or Perfect Patty. And then say, I hear you, but I don't believe you anymore. Awareness gives you your power back. Step 2, speak to yourself with compassion. Would you ever say to your best friend, you're not smart enough, you'll probably fail? No, so why would you say it to yourself? Try this. Mirror work, look in your eyes in the mirror and say, I am worthy, I am enough, and I trust myself. Set some phone reminders with affirmations to go off throughout your day. Or talk to your inner child with kindness. Tell them you're safe now. I've got you. Step 3. Keep a proof of power journal. We're flipping the script. Every day, write one thing you did well, one time you were brave, and one moment you followed through. Start collecting evidence that you're already powerful, not just waiting to be. Step 4. Take one brave action before you feel ready. Confidence isn't built in theory. It's built in action. That thing you're putting off? Do it scared. Start messy. Send the pitch. Apply for the job. Press record. Set the boundary. You don't need to feel ready. You just need to start moving. Messy and imperfect are okay. You're learning and growing, and that's part of it. Step 5. Anchor in your enoughness daily. Create a simple daily ritual that grounds you in your worth. A morning mantra, like I am enough exactly as I am. A journaling prompt. What would I do today if I fully believed in myself? Or a body-based reminder. Hand on your heart, deep breath, and repeat, I'm proud of you. Hey, love, real quick. If you've been craving real connection, growth, and a space where becoming your best self is the norm, you have to join us inside the Glow Up Guide Collective community. This is your safe space to heal, grow, and glow, surrounded by other women who get it. No more doing this alone. Your next level is waiting, and so are we. Tap the link in the show notes and come join the sisterhood, my girl. There was a time that I didn't think I was enough to do any of this. There was a time I didn't think I was enough to start and run a successful boutique or apply for a job. And there was a time I didn't think I was enough to share my story and create content and post it like I loved so much, much less a podcast. I thought confidence was for other people, that some people just had it and I just didn't, that no one would take me seriously, that my story didn't matter. And yet, I still showed up. Not perfectly, not boldly, very messy, but consistently. With shaky hands and a hopeful heart, I hit record, I posted the content, I said yes to opportunities I felt unqualified for. And slowly, something shifted. Your confidence won't always roar at first. Sometimes it shows up as a whisper that says, try anyway. The one thing I learned through all of this was that all of the thoughts I had didn't truly matter. What did matter was the fact that if I believed in myself, no matter if anyone else on this earth did, I could at least take the first step and work towards making these things happen. It all came down to me believing in myself and knowing that it is okay to start before having it all planned out. It's okay to take that first step and that leap to starting something. Yes, it's gonna be messy. No, it's not gonna be perfect. But that's the part of the journey. You learn along the way. You get better as you go. And as long as you believe in yourself, the journey is what matters. All the growth you learn along the way, inside that is where you'll find out that your confidence is built from. You don't have to be fearless to believe in yourself. You just have to stop waiting to feel worthy. Because, babe, you already are, and the rest will come along with the journey. So if you're still asking yourself, how do I stop doubting myself? Here's your answer. Catch the voice. Speak with love. Build your proof. Take brave action. Anchor into your worth daily. You are already enough. You always were. Now it's time to start believing in yourself and living like it, enjoying the journey every step of the way. If this episode spoke to your soul, share it with a friend who needs the reminder. Screenshot it, tag me at Glow Up Guide Collective, and tell me, what's one thing that you're doing today because you believe in yourself, even if it's just a little? You are seen, you are loved, you are so much more than enough. And I'll talk to you in the next one. I loved this conversation, and I hope it left you feeling inspired, empowered, and ready to take action. Remember, your glow up is already happening. One step, one mindset shift, one bold move at a time. If this episode spoke to you, let's keep the conversation going. Screenshot this episode, tag me on at the Glow Up Guide Collective, and tell me your biggest takeaway. I would love to hear from you. And if you haven't already, make sure to hit that follow button so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep growing, keep glowing, and keep becoming the best version of you, my girl.